In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He was, and is, and always shall be.
Christ is in our midst. We say that. He was, he is, and he always shall be. When Christ is in our midst, we pray for, and we seek, and we believe in unity. Psalm 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Where there is unity, there is peace and there is harmony. Where there is disunity, there is discord. There is division. There is strife. There is arguments. There is disharmony. It's very simple, really. And in the church, this is the prayer of the church throughout the services. In the Divine Liturgy, we're praying in the first three petitions. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above, let us pray to the Lord. Before the gospel, the creed, before Holy Communion, the priest or the bishop comes out, peace be with all. When we end the service, in peace let us depart in the Lord. As Christians especially, as Christians, in this, as I've said, and you've heard from many people, in this ever-increasing divisive society and world that we live in, as Christians, we should strive for every minute of every day for peace, for unity, for harmony. We are the examples. We are the examples that the world needs, not just this country with this annual, you know, things that we go through, or not just annual, but periodic election things and all these different things that happen in our country, not just this country, in this world, in our families, in our communities. And what is the culmination of unity in our Divine Liturgy? Communion. Holy Communion. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the way, one of the aspects, or one of the expressions of this unity, is the common cup. Even in the midst of this pandemic and the desire to separate that out with this and that and the other, the common cup, the community. What's the common word between communion and community? It's unity. It's unity. And that's what we have in our community when we come together and we pray for the peace of the world. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. All these things are a reflection, or should be a reflection, of us as a Christian community. Kinonia, we say in Greek. Community. It's where we find and where we come together in unity. We have our differences. All of us have our differences. Even in our own families, we have our differences. Certainly in communities, we have our differences. But what we are to do as Christians is to start from a place of unity. And then, guess what? These differences that we may seem that we have, or that may seem that divide us or separate us, we come closer together when we start in a place of unity. And this psalm goes on and it says, unity, it's like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. By the way, that's one of the clergy vest and the priest vest, we read prayers, which are psalms and from Isaiah and from other parts of Scripture before we venerate and vest with each piece of our vestment. And this right here, the petrahelion, we say, the tassels that are on the edge and end of this, we read this prayer, this verse from this psalm, when we place this on. And these tassels here all represent the unity of the body of Christ, the souls that we as priests are accountable for, each and every one of you and each and every one of our community. And then it goes on and says, it is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. So behold, how good it is and pleasant when brethren dwell together in unity is blessing. It's blessing. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. So where there is unity, the goal for us, the journey, the destination is eternal life. To dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the destination. This is the goal for us in our lives as Christians. But we don't get there if we don't have unity. So let us remember these things. The psalmist points this out to us and lifts this up for our attention, and we should remember these truths, especially now. And we should be an example to all that we speak to every day in this seemingly divisive society and country that we live in, that we are to be examples of unity, because there is peace and harmony. So may the peace and unity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with all of us. Amen.
Amen.